Today's Man Law, as usual, is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. It's right off of 96 before you get to Grand Rapids if you're coming from Detroit or Lansing. Fantastic little stop. If you want the best pasty in Lower Michigan, you got to go there and make sure you get some ketchup.
And enjoy the gravy.
Yeah. Anyway, so today's Man Law is, unless you have a lucrative endorsement contract, do not appear in public wearing more than one Nike swoosh.
Oh, is that right? Can't have the hat, the shirt, and the trowel?
No.
Yeah, those are the endorsement guys on the golf course, right?
That's right.
They'd have that kind of stuff.
Man law.
I agree. It's
Man
just a
law.
Little. It's a little too wrong.
So we're going to do some sliders, and we also, when we go to Allen Bob's in December, are going to do venison sliders.
Mm-hmm.
We are like world renowned down there for our venison sliders because so many people got turned on to venison that used to shy away from it.
Right.
But these are really easy to make, and if it's a venison slider, you're going to mix some EVO in with it.
And the reason is that this
so
venison is so very lean that it'll dry out when you're cooking it unless it's got some sort of moisture in it.
Some sort of moisture?
Sort of moisture.
Okay. On that note,
been drinking this
we're
going
to cut up some olives, and we're going to dice up some olives finely, and maybe some sweet onions, and some crumpled blue cheese. We're going to mix that all together for those sliders.
Mm.
And it's kind of a little olive burger. But the key to these things is getting the right size, and then make sure you put the indentation in the middle so you don't have an alien spaceship when you're done grilling
the
it.
The thumbprint,
yes.
Right in the middle. And by the way, three kinds of olives for my Bloody Mary bar. Forgot about that. But we'll slice up some of those and put them on those sliders because it's just a two-biter, man.
Where'd that rabbit come from?
Yeah, it's just a two-biter. Love those sliders like that because they're you can mess around. They don't need a lot of condiments either. Just a little ketchup, maybe a little mustard. You don't need to juice them all up because it's two bites and you're done, man.
Are we back to the sliders again?
We're on them.
Okay.
I haven't left them. I don't think I ever left.
Okay.
Yeah. You, on the other hand, want to talk about something else.
So, yes, a little bit of some nice butter lettuce or something that's, you know, spinach works well. If you get the right size tomato, a thin slice of that fits right on there.
Not on a slider?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's like a deluxe cheeseburger.
No, a slider's a mini hamburger, man.
Right.
It's not White Castle, baby.
No.
Come on.
Isn't it?
It's okay to put.
Maybe an onion
it's okay
and a pickle. One pickle squirt.
What are you,
circle,
like the slider
right?
Nazi now?
Here I am. I'll just tell you how I like them.
And
you,
okay.
You enjoy
I'm talking
your
about
grilled
it. I'm talking about
tofu.
Everybody, not just you.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
here. You this can, is an all-inclusive show.
You can have your sliders how you want them right after you serve the tofu
right.
pizza slices to the ladies.
Well, I'm quite happy to make up vegetables for our great clients.
Yeah, I agree.
We're paying us
I
very
agree.
Well
we need an
to make those pretty ladies happy.
Yep.
Exactly. And remember, it was Barbecue Bob
you're
that made you girls happy.
Right.
Jop, he was throwing you over the bus, throwing you under the bus. He was just.
I'm just throwing you around. That's all I'm doing.
He's brutal.
Yeah. Wow.
So next week, tune in because the guest host will be Nick Roloffs from Gravel Bottom. Again, he is my best friend Carl's son-in-law. I've known the kid since he came into their family. I was at his wedding and noticed a spark about this kid way back, and he's now a fine brewer at Gravel Bottom, and he's got a bright future. He's going to be sitting in my seat, and he'll do a great job. And, Jop, you're in for a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. Hey, if you're out there in the tree, be safe. Get up and down safe. Shoot a big buck. The grilling guys would love to hear about that on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Send us a picture of your big one, and if you got any questions about how to grill it, there might be a tip or two on the website
also,
as well.
Don't forget to enter into Allen Bob's Big Buck Contest because
Very
they'll actually
point.
Pay you to do that.
You're right. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in this week. Be safe and enjoy the game. We'll talk with you next week.